United Arab Emirate officials say they plan to suspend BlackBerry Messenger, email, and web browser functions, saying they pose a threat to national security because they can't be monitored. On Monday, U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley called the UAE move to restrict BlackBerry use a dangerous precedent in limiting freedom of information. But UAE officials say his comments contradict America's approach to telecommunications regulation. UAE Ambassador to the United States, Yusuf Al-Otaiba, is quoted by the national news agency WAM as saying his country requires compliance with its laws for the same reason the United States has regulatory laws. He says the UAE is trying to protect national security and assist in law enforcement. But critics of the UAE information laws, such as Human Rights Watch and Reporters Without Borders, say the country's conservative government tries to control content it deems politically or morally objectionable. The Director General of the UAE Telecommunications Regulatory Authority, Mohammed Nasser Al-Ghanem, points out that his government has been trying to work out a way to monitor BlackBerry output with the device's developer, Research in Motion. He says officials only agreed to a ban after a compromise couldn't be reached.
The suspension is a result of a failure of ongoing attempts dating back to 2007 to bring BlackBerry services in the UAE in line with the UAE telecommunications regulations. Their current form, certain BlackBerry services allow users to act without any legal accountability, causing juridical, social, and national security concerns for the UAE.
Emirati journalist Sultan Al-Qasimi believes the United Arab Emirates will work out an agreement with Research in Motion before the ban is scheduled to begin on October 11th.
I think the UAE wants to sort it out. We want to be a business-friendly country. The TRA understands that BlackBerry is a very important business tool to attract businessmen, banks. You can't but have the service be functioning in the UAE. However, there are security concerns. We have challenges in the region, including terrorism.
Despite the risks, Al-Qasimi says most people in the country are against the restrictions.
There's been a huge outburst on Twitter. A lot of people are expressing their disappointment. I called BlackBerry an arrogant company, or RIM an arrogant company, in one of my tweets, and a lot of people were very upset with me. And there's a lot of emotional attachment to BlackBerry. The vast majority of people use it for legal activities, business, work, staying in touch with family. But you have a minority who the government is probably worried about, and that's where this ban came from.
At the moment, it's impossible for countries like the United Arab Emirates to monitor BlackBerry output because the handsets automatically send encrypted data to computer servers abroad. There are an estimated 500,000 BlackBerry users in the UAE. Philip Walter Wellman for VOA News, Dubai.